You might remember on Friday we spoke to Aisling from Tipperary about her daughter Ronad's lost toy monkey. He was just called Monkey. And Ronad's 2.5. She was diagnosed with leukemia in May this year. And the monkey had been with her through all her treatment, up and down to Capa White, to Crumlin, Capa White, Crumlin, Capa White, Crumlin. And then when they were there on Wednesday, Monkey got lost. After we spoke to Aisling on Friday morning, around this time. Morning, Aisling.
Morning, Harry. Sorry.
We then spoke to you again after 11 o'clock, and Secret Santa Kieran.
Yeah, our guardian angel.
Yes, he'd been on eBay over in England, he had found a monkey, the exact one, and he had bought it for you to give to Ronat, which was...
Yes, he sure did.
Which was lovely. Lovely.
It was brilliant, absolutely brilliant.
But the story doesn't end there, does it?
No, more monkey business. The original monkey has, a monkey has been located in the laundry in Crumlin.
Right.
He hasn't been formally identified yet, but we suspect that it is our monkey.
so you have to go and identify that said monkey.
We have to go and identify said monkey, yes, who's actually made his way back up to St. John's Ward and is locked away safe and sound waiting for us.
Right. Now, yeah. I love this country because Niamh's sister, Aoife.
I know!
Niamh works on the show. Morning, Niamh.
How are you?
Oh, hello.
Hi. Her sister Aoife works in administration out in Crumlin. When she heard you on Friday morning, she got on and said maybe it's in laundry. So she got on to the people there, and everybody went through all the blankets and the sheets and all that sort of thing. And lo and behold, monkey appeared. So now Ronan has two monkeys.
Now she has twins.
Yeah. And somebody was saying that it could be like the John Lewis ad. You know, have you seen that one?
Yeah, I have.
So I don't know how you feel about this, but one of the monkeys could be male and one... Well, it doesn't have to be. Both of them could be male and happy.
Well, we've already decided this. The one coming from England is going to be called Kieran.
Kieran. Oh, yes. That's fair enough. Yes.
So he's going to have a name. So he's actually nearly more important than the original monkey who doesn't even have a name.
Yeah. Listen, you sent us up that lovely picture of little Ronad and her older sister Hanora in a loving embrace. That is a wonderful picture. It melts your heart.
That's most of the time they're fighting. That was a rare photographic opportunity.
So that's brilliant news, isn't it? That's
unbelievable. I just couldn't. I was actually in the GP's myself from Friday, and I came out and I had like 5 missed calls on my phone. I was like, what is going on here? And so I was listening to the voicemails. The next minute, there was a voicemail from Rose on the day ward in Crumlin, and she says there's been a monkey located, and we think it's your monkey. And I was like, oh my god, I had to ring Neil straight away. And then when I rang her, she goes, I think it was my sister that found the monkey.
She cries a lot, aren't Eve?
We're all crying, I know.
Still, when we look back at the year, I think your line from Friday is going to be up there, one of the best lines on the show. When I said to you, we have somebody in England, in Wolchester, and you said, how did the monkey get over there? Yes.
They're obviously separated at birth, you know?
Yeah, separated at birth. Well, that's great. Again, give Ronad and Aura a big hug.
I will indeed.
And let us know later on in the week if it is actually.
Oh, I'll send
monkey.
You a picture when all the monkeys arrive.
Right, okay. See you, Aisling.
Great, thank you so much.
Bye.
And thank you, Neil. Bye.
Bye.